Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
17 minutes now, it is 2:05. Liesel van der Westhuizen is with us in studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Africa.
So how are you marking Freedom Day tomorrow?
There's so many great activities happening in Cape Town. The one being Care at the Castle, showcasing some local talent, some local products and some local produce.
We just found out that it was on this day in 1679 when the Castle of Good Hope was completed.
That's incredible.
I have no clue how many years it took them to build it, but on this day in 1679, the last brick was laid. And that structure stands in 2024 still.
And what a lot of people don't realize is it stands on a street called Strand Street. And the reason why Strand Street is called Strand Street is the Strand Beach was there. And that was basically what we know as the waterfront, because the ocean was there. I think the harbor was there.
Correct.
So those storms and that ocean was battering and batting up against that castle, which still stands today.
Yeah. But Care at the Castle is just such an amazing market and experience.
And what you're celebrating there is the freedom of everyone coming together and being able to sell products and make products, and all these entrepreneurs from all different backgrounds. So that's going to be the lunchtime stop, and then the morning stop is the Oranjezicht Market. So we're celebrating our entrepreneurs with all their diversity, all their talent, and the fact that we're all able to get together and drink coffee together, buy products together, have lunch together. So that's the way we'll be celebrating tomorrow.
It will be a special one. I'm on my way to Qabecha after the show. My dear darling older brother, my dad's son, he's marking 10 years of his wedding, and he's doing a special anniversary celebration at his wife's home. Well, it's not home, it's a wedding venue, but we're going to do a lovely special celebration to that. So I'll be marking Freedom Day by watching two people commit to each other.
That's amazing.
For the rest of their lives, which is going to be amazing. Well, fitness-related events for us on offer this weekend.
The pile, look at the pile of all the activities. I have to narrow it down. So thank you to everyone for sending through details of your events. We'll start with the first one that's organized by the team from Dragonfly Tri. And it's a trail run with some fun distances available for any fitness level.
Celebrate your freedom with Dragonfly Tri at Papaya Wines this Freedom Day, April 27th. Lace up and choose your challenge. The 5-kilometer fun run for families and walkers, the 10-kilometer leg loosener, or the 20-kilometer lung buster for seasoned athletes. Registration is from 6 a.m. at Papaya, and pre-entries are available online until Thursday the 25th. Aquile hydrates our finishers, and DeVaff Farm Soul sponsors the 20-kilometer water points. Plus, we have a lucky draw with prizes worth a staggering 30,000 Rand up for grabs. To enter, visit dragonflytry.co.za to secure your tickets today.
That's a team from Dragonfly Tri just talking about their event. Then there's going to be a Zumba fundraiser for children with disability. This is at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Bizwini Church, Bizwini Avenue in Somerset West. The dress code is dress up as the Tooth Fairy or the Tooth Mouse. Tickets are 100 Rand per adult and 50 Rand for children. And Africa, they are raising funds for these children with disabilities so that they can go and visit an oral hygienist. The Bizwini Centre for Disabilities is a special care centre for 67 children with severe to profound disabilities, and all they're wanting is to raise these funds for these youngsters to go to the oral hygienist. So if you're able to donate, or you're able to buy a ticket, or you want to find out more and see how you can make a difference, bizwinicentre.co.za. The dress code, dress is the Tooth Fairy or the Tooth Mouse, and you're really making a great difference to some children in need. So well done for them putting on that really creative event.
I like that, Tooth Fairy or the Tooth Mouse.
And funds raised for the kids to go to the oral hygienist. So thank you so much. Then for our female mountain bikers, mark your calendars for the Trail Angels 200-kilometer Clan William to Sandrift weekend away from the 9th to the 12th of May. It's a scenic Cedarburg circuit. Partners are welcome. It is going to be 3 days of beautiful riding, beautiful food, fantastic company, and a superb location. easy enough for any fitness level. And the team from trailangels.co.za are putting that one together for us. So that's what we can expect in the Western Cape.
And in the High Veld?
Well, there's an event that's actually a global, it is global. It's the Run Walk for Life team have got something called the Progressive Marathon. And you can work towards a 9, a 21.1, 30, a 42, and a 54 distance. You set your distance, you pace your race, and the Walk Life Run for Life Progressive Marathon has been designed to encourage and motivate people from all over the world, respective of age and destination, that they are able to do whatever their marathon goal is, whether it's a half marathon or a full marathon. I found these details from Durbanville Run Walk for Life, but all the Run Walk for Lives are putting this together. The challenge starts from the 6th of May till the 11th of May. So do diarise that at your nearest Run Walk for Life. Then the Blansburg Outride by Drake Events is happening on the 4th of May. So diarise that one. And there is some safe routes. You'll be able to see some beautiful routes out in the Blansburg. You'll find out more details by Drake Events. Otherwise, this evening is the Fun Run or Walk at the Germiston Golf Club. Headlights are compulsory, medals to all finishers. There's a 5K and it's going to be a fun festivity afterwards with some pizza and some meeting some like-minded people. So entryninja.com has that. And then finally, the 12th of May is the Modderfontein Half Marathon. It's the Comrades pre-party and it's a 21, 10 and a 5K. You can find out more details by going to Entry Ninja or webticket.co.za for that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to think that we're what, 4 or 5 weeks away from maybe six from the Comrades?
Five weeks. I think it's five. We'll be corrected on the WhatsApp line.
No doubt. Yeah. Because somebody is training.
I think a lot of people are out training at this time of the morning and getting those last minute runs in. And of course, we'd love to hear if there's anyone running for a charity or a cause, or you're just running, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Liesel, thank you very much. Enjoy both markets tomorrow for your Freedom Day.
And you travel safe and regards to the family.
Thank you very much. Liesel van der Westhuizen is back with us, of course, on Monday morning.